Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Well, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where, as you heard in the intro roll, we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. If I haven't met you yet, my name is Jacob, and I am blessed to be here on this journey with you as we talk about habits, disciplines, and things that we have learned that can help all of us go and be better people as a result. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We are just on the backside of Thanksgiving, rolling into December. And it's been a pretty exciting week, at least in my life, and I hope it's been pretty exciting in yours as well. I do have a couple announcements to give you as we roll into December, as we finish out November and get into the holiday season. Announcement number one, if you are enjoying these episodes, if you have found any sort of value in anything that I have shared over the past few months through the Everyday Podcast or through any of the outlets that we have, I would just encourage you to make sure that you're following or subscribing to this podcast channel, that you have notifications turned on, and that you leave a review. That is the easiest way for other people to see kind of a preview of what other people think about the content that we share. So if you are enjoying this, make sure that you are leaving the review as well as sharing it with other people in your circle to enjoy as well. And announcement number two, this is one that I'm extremely excited about. As you guys have heard through some of the announcements that we've been sharing over the past couple weeks, I've been working on a book called Work the Problem. In last week's episode, the things we should all do, create a problem-solving process, is the overview and flyover of what the book is about. And I'm super excited to share with you that today, November 29th, as this episode is releasing, that you can go to Amazon and order your copy of Work the Problem. Thanks so much to Amazon for helping me publish this book, for getting all of the content and resources ready to share with other people like you. So if you are interested, if you found any sort of value or enjoyment in last week's episode, then head to the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Work the Problem today. It's honestly one of the best things that I have been a part of. It's been one of the hardest things that I have done as of late, and I really hope that you enjoy it and that it can add some value to your life. Now, as we begin this week's episode of a lesson that I've learned to kind of continue the, for lack of a better word, vibe of Thanksgiving, we're going to be talking about something that is an attitude that we should be carrying throughout our lives, not just a one day a year or a couple days a year thing that we should be doing, but it's something that really should permeate our entire existence, and that is be thankful for what you have. So let's unpack that, and let's see what we can get with this. So I hope you enjoy. One of the most prevalent things that I've noticed in our culture over the last 5 years or so, is that we've increasingly become more aware of and connected to others, and really specifically what they do or don't have in their lives. Now, this access that we have to people's lives who may not really have any bearing on ours outside of these online connections that we have, it's unparalleled. And as you probably have experienced yourself, it's clearly impacted our world in both good and bad ways. Now, on the positive side, we have the ability to learn more about topics in a matter of minutes that previous generations would have spent hours or even days, maybe even longer, gathering information about these things. We're really able to see more viewpoints, opinions, and thoughts at our fingertips, which allows us to be more well-rounded and informed. That's the hope, at least. Digital access has become an information incubator of sorts, giving us more opportunities to be better. Now, On the flip side, we now also have the ability to be more easily disconnected from our own lives and really measure the disparity gap between what we have and what they have, between our lives and their lives, depending on who you might be looking at or following. It's become more of a default in our generation compared to previous ones to utter the statement, if only I had X like he has, or if I had the same Y that she has, I would be in a better spot. Our digital connections have destroyed our contentment. And the lesson that I've learned that I really want to share with you today as we turn the corner away from Thanksgiving and move into the rest of our holiday season is that you should be thankful for what you have around you. Now, I get it. This messaging and this challenge can be nauseating. We hear these words so much around the winter holiday season. Pastors, if you're in a faith-based space like I am, they center their sermons around this topic. News outlets air specials that highlight what the anchors and the guests appreciate. And almost everyone shares a social media post about their families and how special they are to them and all the things that they're thankful for. And you get the drift. But almost as soon as the dessert plates are cleared on Thanksgiving Day, it seems that the airwaves, advertisements, and your social media applications that you spend so much time on, just like I do, they shift from pushing you to be thankful and content to pushing you to realize what you don't have in your life. You need this air fryer. You don't have this game, so you should get it. And this book will change your life, but you don't have it. Are just some examples of how the consumerism of our culture devours the contentment we should feel. Now, buying things, getting new possessions, adding items to your life, it's not inherently a bad thing, but the messaging mentioned previously is what turns it into a bad thing. The idea that your life isn't good without this stuff creates within us a bondage to always be better by way of growing our collections. Our society points to the fact that because you don't have these things, then you don't have the same access as others do. And that's pretty dangerous because this creates this cycle of you need to have more in order to be more and do more. Now, the idea behind the lesson, be thankful for what you have around you, really shifts from looking outward to focusing primarily on looking inward and around your immediate vicinity. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with being connected to other people. There's nothing wrong with having this digital connection because it allows us to be thankful for the people that we may not even have met yet who have influenced us greatly. I know in my personal life, some of the leaders and thought influencers that I follow, such as, you know, guys like Craig Groeschel, Andy Stanley, Simon Sinek, and Jocko Willink, I'm incredibly thankful for them because they have added value to my life, and I've been able to take what they have done, take what they have said, and the examples in some cases of how they live, and apply that to my own life to make what I have around me that much sweeter. So, just in a short nutshell, in this brief thought and lesson that I have for you today about being thankful for what you have around you, kind of the big application behind this is the idea of contentment. The things that you have around you, the things that you have within you are enough. Surface level, just take it there. What you have is enough. And in order to be a better person, in order to grow in your life, you don't need to add things to your collection. If you have planned for it through your money plan, your budget, if you have decided upon this with great thought that you're going to add something to your life and you can afford it with the cash that you have on hand, then by all means, go for it. But if the motive behind adding things to your life, adding things to your collection is so that you can move forward, and get up the ladder and try to attain a certain level or status, if that's the motivation behind what you're doing, then let me challenge you. If you can't do it with the things that you have around you, then you probably can't do it at all. So the application, the take-home things, the things that I want you to be able to write down from what you hear and be able to live that out, whether you look at it in 10 minutes or in a couple days. The things that I want you to take home from this are, number one, find a couple things in your life, specifically items, that have helped you or made your life better or have made you smile over the past couple of days. And when things get a little hard, when you're starting to realize, hey, Susie has something that I don't, or you're trying to keep up with the Joneses next door, remember that you have things that are valuable to you. Number two, when you see someone succeeding in a different way than you are, because really at some point, at some level, we are all succeeding in our own way. When you see someone succeeding and doing well in their lane, just say, hey, that's great. Good for you. And stop right there. Don't go on to, well, how can I be as good as them? How can I mirror them? If they're doing something completely different than what you're doing, then that's okay. But just be happy for the accomplishments that other people are making. And number three, this is one of the most important parts of being thankful for what you have around you. Be generous. Give to others who may not have exactly what you have. If you have the ability within your means specifically to be able to donate something that you have around the house to someone less fortunate, maybe you have the financial means to be able to give a monetary donation, whatever it may be, even if it's just of your time, go and serve someone else who may not be as fortunate as you. That will teach you, I guarantee you, that will teach you that you have enough in your life. This idea of thankfulness, we don't need to just focus on it one day a year. The idea of thankfulness, contentment, and gratitude is something that drives us and should at least push us through every single day, because every blessing that we have is not promised. Every breath that we get to take, everything that we have around us is not a given. And operating from a mindset of thankfulness, gratitude, and contentment will make the things around us that much better to us and allow us to be better people. Hey, so that's all I've got for you today. It's a short one this week, but I really hope that as you get out of your car from driving to work or driving to get the kids, if you have kids or whatever you might be doing while you're listening to this podcast, I really hope that whatever's next for you, you can apply this idea of gratitude, contentment, and thankfulness to make the situation go from good to great in your life. Just as a reminder before we close out today, follow, like, subscribe, share this podcast with someone who you think would enjoy it, and leave a review on whatever podcast player platform you're using. And be sure to check out Work the Problem, now available in the Amazon store. It's available as an ebook, as a paperback, and as a hardcover, hardback. Thank you, Amazon, for introducing that new feature. So go out and help me out. All the proceeds go to making sure that we can keep on sharing good news and sharing ways that we can make our everyday better through problem-solving processes, through lessons that I've learned, through people you should meet, through all the things that go into this podcast and in the life that we get to live so graciously. Every penny that we get from that, that I get from that, will go straight to making more of this. So appreciate your support so much, both through listening to this, getting that new book, and as always, just like we want to give that call to action every single week. Remember, Your every day matters. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your every day matters.